Hi, baby. I know you're not awake at the moment because it's the middle of the night over on the other side of the world. So I thought I'd leave you this message. And tell you that I really miss you. God damn it, I didn't want to cry, but you know, I'm built near the water. I'm at home right now. Not alone. My roommate is outside playing video games like always. But, I thought about you because the game reminded me of you. I mean, us. Us playing and having fun. And it reminded me how much I miss you. And then, also, it reminded me of how you'd make me feel better. When I feel down or upset, you told me to lay on my back on the bed and I'd be annoyed and say why, and just it's pointless and all that, and you said you'd shush me, and that would get me even more annoyed because then I'd hit you and you'd take my hands and put them above my head and start tickling me. Which would make me even more annoyed, but I couldn't help but laugh because you know how ticklish I am. And then you'd stop and look me in the eyes, and I'd look into your deep eyes, and you'd stare down my blue deep eyes and kiss me, and that kiss would turn into something more passionate, and your hand would glide down and stop and get back up and tickle me even more, and I'd be so annoyed and laugh so hard. I was saying you're an asshole for making me think you'd touch me, and I'd laugh so much I couldn't even get the words out, and you knew how much I'd hate you, and I'd try to hit you, but you just flip me over. So I'd be on top of you, and I'd look at you all confused and asked, why did you just do that? You're giving me more control to hit you. And you'd say, go ahead, beat me up. And you know how horny that would make me to be in control a bit, but still have you hold my hands or my hips. So I'd say, okay. But I'm not gonna beat you up in the way you think. So I'd kiss you. And have my hands run down your neck, from your jawline, down your chest. And pull your pants down. And I'd feel your hands all over my body, grabbing down my shirt to my boobs and pressing my tits down, massaging them, going back to my waist, holding me, sliding my skirt up, and I'd push my panties to the side. And on your shaft, and you'd feel how wet I am already. And just go up and down. I know how much you like that. And I laid down so my clit would be teased by your head. And I kiss you and kiss your neck. Maybe leaving a hickey for your coworkers to ask about. And I know how much you hate that. But I gotta give you some payback for the tickle attacks. And I kiss you. And because I would feel naughty, I'd bite your bottom lip and pull back and let go when it's all pulled back. And you'd look at me and smirk. And smack my ass. And I'd giggle so much. I know how much you like it. And I'd ask you, please, smack me again. Smack your good girl's ass. And I'd grab your shaft and guide you inside me. That's why you always do that, to make me feel better. But because you know me, you know this voicemail's going to end now. Because I'm such a tease and you love it. So if you want another voicemail like this one, but maybe with a more of a happy ending, just hit me up, baby. Text me. I love you. Bye bye.